All right. So, in my daily commute, I was thinking through some things, and I started realizing I'm talking negative to myself in my head. And, you know, how I shouldn't do that, and why not say it out loud. Try to get through why I do that. Because I do have a really bad habit of talking like an asshole to myself in my head. Like, if I do something, I'm like, you fucking idiot, what the fuck? If I talk to anyone else like that, I'd feel horrible. So why do I allow myself to talk to myself inside like that? You know? It doesn't make sense. But I was just thinking about how I'm gaining a lot of confidence in my abilities. And I don't want to get cocky, so I talk shit to myself, but sometimes it goes too far. Like, just now I was thinking about how I could write a movie or write this or write that. And I started to tell myself, you'll never be able to do that. And I was like, hold up, no. Let's turn the recorder on, because you need to be accountable for the shit you're saying right now. I should never, ever, ever tell myself anymore, ever at all, you'll never be able blank. Because that story I told before about how I told someone I really wanted to be a tap dancer when I grew up. And I don't know why, it's like, coming from the shitty background I had, it was the first time I really thought I could be something else other than whatever the hell was going on in my life. And I was only like 7 or 8. Maybe a little older, 11, 12, I don't remember exactly, but it was like the first time I was like, I could do that. And this person I really, really cared about said, oh, you'll never be able to get your legs to go fast enough for that. You know, just, you know, a one-off comment, probably didn't even think about what they said. You know, how we say things, just, you know, without really thinking about it. And it, you can't blame the person who said it. Because they were just like, oh, well, yeah, that's hard. You never get your legs going fast enough. But they had no idea that I would have taken it. I took it as I never would be able to do that, so why try? And that stuck with me for a long time. I don't know why it knocked me down so hard. I think it was because it was right after moving away from my mom, you know, voluntarily. It was the first time I started to feel confident, and to be smacked down at that moment was unfortunate. It really, really set me back a lot, but it wasn't anyone's fault. You know, nobody set out to hurt anyone's feelings. It just, that formula of situation really messed my... it was already pretty bad. I'm not saying this was like the downfall of my self-esteem, but it's a specific moment I can remember. I'm sure there's countless of them that contributed to my really shitty self-esteem. But the more I'm able to recognize and see these things, I can break them down as the untruths they are. Falsehoods that I told myself and made myself believe, or agreements I made, the 4 agreements. There are another agreement I made about myself, and I need to let that go. It's because it's not true. Rubber band just burst out of my mouth. Damn braces. I'll put that on at work. Anyway, I can talk better now. It's negative talk at myself. I gotta stop it. I got a very bad habit of it. I'm getting better at catching myself. So I'm trying to talk to myself as I would my own child. I wouldn't be a dick to my own kid when they're trying to learn something. So why would I be a dick to myself? I wouldn't be a dick to anyone else, or... yeah, anyone else. So why would I allow that to be done to myself? So, I mean, I don't think I would let anyone talk to me like that, so why would I let myself talk to me like that? I like having these talk to myself sessions because it helps me talk through what I'm thinking. And instead of letting a thought get away from me, like, I've been practicing being in the moment and allowing bad thoughts to pass by, but some thoughts need to be deconstructed a little bit before they're let go. And this recording thing kind of helps me capture those little moments of things that need a little more examination before I let them go. So this time it was me talking negatively about myself and why I let that happen. I mean, I don't know why my self-esteem got to how it was or whatever. I can guess. I bet there's sexual assault somewhere. Who knows? Thank God I don't remember it, honestly. I don't think I would benefit from remembering it. It's getting kind of deep right now, but who cares? Like, based on family history and the people that I grew up around, it's very likely it would happen. And I don't remember it. Because I remember most things in my life. I have a really good memory. But there's a block from about second grade till halfway through third grade that's just sort of patchy and I can't really remember it. Almost all of second grade is just a blur. So, there's like a year and a half of my life I can't remember at all. And it was right after my grandpa died and right after my mom sort of had a spiral. I think she took my grandpa's death really hard and it spiraled out of control. And unfortunately, I had to get dragged along for the ride. I mean, I don't know the history with my brother, but I heard from things I've heard, it wasn't great there either, so. But, you know, that's the world I lived in and what I had to deal with, so. But I wanted to know what happened or if it happened and process it and blah, blah, blah. But then I think about it, I was like, why? If it did happen, that's horrible, and why would you want to remember that? It doesn't define who you are, so who cares? Why do you need to find out? You don't. I don't have any desire to find those memories ever. I mean, if they do show up, I'll deal with them when they get here, but I'm fine with never knowing what happened. Because it doesn't define me. It doesn't make me who I am. And so, take it or leave it. I don't really care. Well, I got real deep for a second there. I don't even know how I got there, but oh yeah, that might have been a contributing factor to my shitty self-esteem. That's right. But yeah, so I don't know how I got to where I think I can't do shit, but I'm slowly but surely learning how to reverse that thinking. And I think I'm finally got some forward momentum going, and I'm going to do my best to keep it going. Keep that momentum. And, you know, explore my potential, finally. Explore what I could have done without holding myself back. But I don't regret holding myself back, because I guess I needed those experiences and all those things that I went through. I am now best prepared to just soar for the rest of my life. I'm going to have an amazing life now that I've gone through all that I've had to go through. I'm prepared and ready. My training is done. Put me in the game, coach. Let's do it. I'm going to fall, but I'm going to get back up. And I just know that I have the skills I need to succeed. Whatever definition of success I was looking for or trying to compare myself to, I've finally broken it down. Rebuilt it into whatever I want it to be, and I'm ready to achieve what I deem successful, not by anyone else's definition. So, it's going to be an exciting year, exciting next few years. It's just going to be exciting because I know in my heart I'm going to be making choices that are best for me and my family. So, no matter what, it's going to be great. And I'm excited to see what it's going to be. until next time, y'all have a good night.